The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Today, I want to talk about, will Israel be divided? Will Israel be divided? Where is this coming from? Why is this topic being tossed out there? Well, by now, many of you guys have probably heard. Thank you, Tammy. I appreciate that, and everyone else that's coming on here. By now, everyone here has probably heard of this term annexation that's being tossed out there in Israel. And I thought there was a... We reported on a piece that came out of CBN News. That was the source in which we released this article. We did an excerpt on this. The rest of this... you can find it at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. But I want to read a little bit about this. There's some insight here from different individuals. One of these individuals deals with Bible prophecy. And then I want to tell you why this is important, why we need to be paying attention to Israel and Jerusalem. If, as always, you guys have heard me talk about, if you follow this ministry by any length of time, you already know that I have told you, if you want to know the main prophetic timepiece, then look no further than the nation of Israel. Watch Israel. Keep an eye on Israel. That's going to be your prophetic clock, your prophetic timepiece. When you see things moving and shaking in Israel prophetically, then get ready, because things are going to start shifting and changing around the world. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. So Israel is back in the spotlight. It's coming up on the lips of leaders of the United Nations and the Mideast. Around the 1st of July, and I'm giving you a quote from CBN News, around the 1st of July, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may ask Parliament to declare sovereignty over 30% of the West Bank, which, again, this is part of Israel's biblical heartland of Judea and Samaria. According to David Parsons, who's an attorney and VP of the International Christian Assembly of Jerusalem, he has argued that the term annexation, now this is the term that's being tossed around, you're going to see this, the Jerusalem Post has been talking about this, Israel Today has been talking about this, different Israeli sources are talking about this. He says that this term is used by Israeli leaders and others is misleading, because Israel is not seizing land, or they're not capturing land and they're not taking land. And I'm just going to give you this quote. Quote, they are essentially just asserting their title to something that has already been given to them as a right and claim to. The international community recognized 100 years ago that the San Remo Conference in 1920, the League of Nations mandate in 1922 that the Jewish people have a claim to this entire land. Now, again, this was a statement by David Parsons, who recently told this in an interview to CBN News. U.S. President Donald Trump's so-called deal of the century. This is something that's brought up a lot of good and bad, depending on what side of the tracks you're on. There's some saying this is great news. He's going to bring peace in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. But then there's other, I know that we did a piece from Breaking Israel News where there's some rabbis and some Israeli leaders that are saying that this quote unquote peace, this peace plan or deal of the century will actually surrender parts of, again, Judea and Samaria to the Palestinians. And this would be what they call dividing Israel. And that's what we're talking about today. Joel Rosenberg, who, again, he's a Mideast analyst and author. I think I've got a couple of his books in my library. He recently told CBN News that, quote, in President Trump's peace plan, he's basically saying, listen, and again, this is a quote from Joel Rosenberg, the Palestinians will get more territory if they accept the state and all the other conditions than they have currently. I want to read that again. Let me say that again. According to Joel Rosenberg's interpretation, not just Joel Rosenberg, but again, other Israeli leaders have also echoed these same statements. again, quote, in President Trump's peace plan, the Palestinians will get more territory in the peace plan if they accept a state, and that's a, quote, Palestinian state, and all other conditions than they currently have. Now, is that good or is that bad? It's all in the details. Now, from what I understand, they haven't fully revealed all the full details of what this looks like. What land grabs are going to be taken? What's going to be given and surrendered to the Palestinians? What historical places in Israel will be given over? Will it ultimately divide Israel? And if it does, I said, if it does, this is very bad news. Not just for any nation that would be involved in this, but especially for the United States, being that we're the one who's spearheading this. Because remember, Trump has been, no pun intended here, but he's been trumping this deal of the century for quite a while. Now I'm going to read on here. He says, quote, again, this is Joel Rosenberg, but they won't get all the same territory that they currently want, but about 30% of what's known as the West Bank, generally known as Area C, will actually go to Israel. And what's interesting is that President Trump has said, quote, if the Palestinians won't come to the table right away, Israel can start the process of incorporating this 30%, up to 30% into the modern sovereign state of Israel. After meeting with advisors to both Netanyahu and alternate Prime Minister Benny Gantz, I believe how you pronounce it, Rosenberg said that, quote, they don't see eye to eye on this issue. Netanyahu's advisors see the move as an historic opportunity to incorporate biblical lands into modern Israel. However, Minister Benny advisors support Trump's peace plan, but argue the timing is wrong and it's not worth destabilizing the region and jeopardizing Israel's peace treaty with Jordan. Because, by the way, Jordan condemns this. I want to say that Saudi Arabia condemns this. And most Middle Eastern countries surrounding Israel are not in agreement with this. So this is a very volatile situation. So the reason why I came on here today, we can't spend a lot of time on this today, but I want to bring this to light. I want to highlight this because this is of great importance. I believe this is far more important than what the mainstream media is propagating right now. And I'll just let you figure out what that is. While the plan allows Israel to vote for sovereignty, it would also establish a, quote, Palestinian state under certain conditions. First, the Palestinian Authority must recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Good luck with that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Renounce terrorism, stop incitement, and end payments to convicted terrorists. It goes on to say that, quote, the American ambassador said that the Palestinians will turn into Canadians. I prefer the biblical expressions that wolves will turn into sheep. And then the reality will look completely different. Some argue it's unlikely that the PA will turn into sheep. Others say the Bible warns against giving away land that God promised to the Jewish people and changing God's boundaries. That, my friend, is what we're talking about today. I want to read this. Quote, it is difficult to even explain it this way, but I've followed the pattern for 20 plus years. Chris, and this pattern fits that the God of Israel is not pleased about dividing Judea and Samaria for a future Palestinian state, especially Judea and Samaria. This is according to the author of Eye to Eye, Facing the Consequences of Dividing Israel, and the founder of Koenig World Watch Daily. Again, I probably slaughtered that, but nevertheless, Koenig said he witnessed more than a 20-year pattern where the U.S. reaps consequences when it forces Israel to give away sovereign land away. So I hope everyone's listening to this. quote. I want to read, this is a quote from this man. Again, this is the author of Eye to Eye, Facing the Consequences of Divided Israel. You can look it up. I think it's on Amazon. You can buy that, read it. It's absolutely stunning, chilling, and remarkable all at the same time to see these patterns. I want to read this. Listen to this quote. I've been documenting what happens when the U.S. applies pressure on Israel to divide their covenant land. In my book, Eye to Eye, I had documented 127 events through Hurricane Harvey that took place at the time or right at within the first 24 to 48 hours of U.S. pressure on Israel to divide their covenant land, starting with the perfect storm going to 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Harvey, and unfortunately, life in America before January 28th. And then on January 28th, when the plan was delivered, and what has happened in America and around the world after the 28th of January. Hello, he's talking about 2020. Do I really need to elaborate how crazy, chaotic, tumultuous, and apocalyptic the year 2020 has been? I'm talking rumors of wars. We're talking about plagues. We're talking about viruses. We're talking about famine. We're talking about civil unrest. And that was according again to the author, he was stating that this has all come about since the introduction of this peace plan. So what is going to happen if we actually fall through this? Again, I'm going to read the beginning to this. It says, beginning next, the 1st of July, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may go to Parliament to actually declare sovereignty over 30% of the West Bank. So again, we don't know all the details, but what if this does look like dividing Jerusalem? What if this is dividing Israel? If all Hades is breaking loose just from the mere introduction of this peace plan, what is going to happen if this thing actually begins to unfold? And it's ironic. Don't you think it's ironic that we're 6 months into the year, and now we have the second half to go, and now they're talking about introducing this to come into fruition of this peace plan. Whew. Let me read on. On January 28th, when the plan was delivered, we begin to see coronavirus appear. It's been a very significant event, and it fits the eye-to-eye pattern that this is his quote, I've documented for 20 years. Parsons explains the plan would also put many important Jewish and Christian archaeological sites under a future Palestinian state. He goes on and says that, quote, there are literally hundreds of other important Bible sites to the Jews and Christians throughout all of these areas that will probably be lost. And the Palestinian Authority already has a record of not being a real guardian and custodian of these sites. In fact, the record shows that they try and erase it and replace it with their own Islamic narrative, end quote. The issue deeply troubles the region, especially Israel's neighbor, Jordan. He goes on to say that. Now, then Rosenberg comes back and he interjects, quote, so in some ways, the king of Jordan is like a man sitting on a volcano surrounded by a forest fire, worried about an earthquake, that the earthquake could cause the volcano to blow. Could annexation be Israel of territory that is very disputed, very controversial? Could that be the earthquake that causes Jordan to blow? Quote, I wrote a whole novel series about the potential of the Hashemite monarchy being overthrown. This is not something that we want to see. The world, that would create enormous instability in this region. Again, this is according to Rosenberg. And he goes on in this interview and he warns that the Gulf states would become destabilized. This would cause a crisis in the Middle East. I'm going to finish this quote, and then I'm going to give you two scriptures, and then we're going to let you go for this Friday afternoon. quote, Israel's just coming out of the COVID crisis. Actually, they're not really coming out of it because now, allegedly, there's more cases that are surfacing. It's handled it much better than many countries of our size, but it's still an issue. People are out of work, many of them, and we need tourism. We need, among other businesses, we need tourism to come back. And just at the moment, we're doing better with reopening the economy. If an explosion of violence or tension emerges, American Christians and others around the world will not come in the numbers that you know Israel could use. So it goes back to the central question, quote, why is this summer different from all other summers? How should Israel handle it? So here's the deal, guys. I want to just kind of close with this thought today. We need to be in prayer. We need to pray. Listen, even if you're not a citizen of the United States, you need to be praying for all leaders, President Trump, maybe your nation's leaders involved in this, but we need to pray for wisdom. We need to pray for wise counsel. We need to make sure that decisions are being made that is not going to, the Bible says that Israel is the apple of God's eye. And if we start playing around and poking God in his eye, the consequences of this are not going to be good whatsoever. And the prophet Zechariah and the prophet Joel made this abundantly clear. Zechariah, again, a very familiar passage, says that Jerusalem in the last days will become a heavy burdensome and a stone in which they will try to heave away, and they shall surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. So he tells you, prophetically speaking, Zechariah says, there is coming a day. Could we be coming up on that day? I don't know. Time will tell. But he says there's coming a day when the nations of the world will begin to seize Jerusalem, and they will try to divide it. And those who are involved in it will be broken in pieces. Now, what does that mean? I believe that prophet Joel gives us far more clarity on what exactly that means. He says in Joel chapter 3, verse 2, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Now, if you don't know anything about that, this is where the battle of Armageddon will take place. And what many of you guys don't know is the reason for this battle is the dividing of Israel. Listen, Joel 3:2, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people. Now, who's his people? Again, Israel, his chosen people. My heritage, Israel. In case you didn't believe that, he tells you in plain English right there. My heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. Notice, again, these nations enter into judgment, and it's because they have been responsible for coming together and scattering the people of God among the nations. Who are that? Who is that? Israel. And he says these same individuals, these same nations are also responsible for dividing up my land. So I want to close with this, guys. This is not a matter of if it could happen. It's a matter of when it's going to happen. Mark my words, there will be a generation alive on the earth that will witness what I just read to you in Joel and Zechariah, and there will be a generation alive. Will we be that generation? We will see. Some of you may go on to be with the Lord. Some of you will probably be alive and see this, but the nations of the world are going to turn against Israel, and they are going to demand a two-state solution. They're going to demand a Mideast peace treaty. They've been demanding this for years, since the beginning of time. They've been demanding peace in the Middle East, demanding peace with Israel and the surrounding nations. And I've got a word for you. Prophetically speaking, according to the Bible, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's a matter of when it's going to happen. And friends, It's a two-edged sword. It's a good thing that it's going to happen because it's Bible prophecy being fulfilled, but it's a bad thing when it happens because there's going to be judgment as a result of nations coming together in unity to divide Israel. So guys, we're in trying times. We're in tumultuous times. Again, if we think the first 6 months of 2020 has been chaotic and has been cataclysmic, has been apocalyptic, and has been crazy, I say buckle up, because we don't know what this peace plan is going to look like. We don't know what Netanyahu's going to do. We don't know what Trump's fully got up his sleeve and what this Mideast deal of the century plan, Middle East two-state solution looks like, but it's about to be unveiled. We're about to see the details of this. So we need to buckle up. We need to be ready. We need to be watchful. We need to be in prayer. We need to keep our lamps full, our wicks trimmed, keep that fire burning, because again, I leave you with the words of Christ in Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see these things, when you begin to see all these things, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is surely drawing near. So again, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out today to get on here and just kind of listen to what this preacher's got to say. I'm telling you, we need to be paying attention to the nation of Israel. We need to be paying attention to this Mideast peace treaty, this deal of the century, because we don't know what it's fully going to entail. We're going to continue to pray for our nation. We're going to continue to pray for our country, our leaders, the president of the United States, and all those that are involved in this, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel, and all those that are directly involved in this, and pray that whatever decision they make, listen. And he said, well, you can't pray away Bible prophecy. That's absolutely right. But you know what we can pray? We can pray that we be ready. We pray that our hearts be ready. That we're not, that all these things don't catch us off guard. That's my prayer for us tonight. And again, I want to thank everybody for all your continual prayers for us, guys. It's been crazy. Listen, I want to get on here Monday, and I just want to give you an update. I want to give you a devotional word, okay? But I want to give you a little bit of a testimony, a little bit of update, personal update on what we've been going through with this transition, and why it's been crazy, and why, again, we're asking that you continue to pray for us. We had our house sold twice, but right at the end, the buyers backed out. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I've never experienced this. I know other people have. I know somebody personally that's went through this, but I just have to believe that God has a purpose. We know that He's working all things out together for good, but we have moved forward. And we're just praying that our home sells quickly. So I'm asking for your agreement that our home in Indiana will sell quickly. It will. Somebody's going to come in, the right buyer, the right family. It's going to be their house. They're going to love it. They're going to buy it. And this thing will be done, and we can move completely forward. We're already moving forward, but this thing, we can tie up those loose ends. And I know some of you guys know how to pray. You know how to intercede. You know how to touch heaven. We covet your prayers. I need your prayers, not only for us on a personal level, but for this ministry. And we continue to pray for you as well. And again, we continually pray for you guys and pray the Lord's blessings over you and the will of God for your life. And we always pray that we be a source of encouragement and blessing and edification and information to you on a weekly basis. Now, I know we've not been on here for 2 weeks, and that's because of this transition, but I don't even have all my equipment set up. I don't have my microphone, so the sound's not going to be as good. I don't have the scriptures pulled up here and all this stuff. So it's going to be a little while, but this is just a transition. But listen, once we get fully into this thing, we're going to be back on track and stronger than ever, and I'm excited about this. So listen, the Word of God is still going forward. So we're asking today, if you'd like to follow this ministry, keep up with us, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you're watching by Facebook Live, you can see the description right there underneath. You're going to see the link. You can click on that. Go and subscribe to us to the main website and get one digest into your mail every single day. Listen, our physical mailing addresses change. I do want to pull that up for you guys because I want to let you know that. For you guys who, let me get to that part right now. If you would like to partner with us or support this ministry with a one-time gift or a monthly partnership, whatever the case may be, you can do that by giving online, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or you can get our app. Our app is absolutely free. You can go to the Android store, the Apple store. It's absolutely free. Download the app. And then when you get to the bottom of the app, you're going to see a place where you can give. And if you give by electronically, great. It's there. It's easy to do. If you want to give by check or money order, I do want to let you know that there's some changes made to the physical mailing address. And I want to give you our new address. Our new, for those that give by check or money order or want to contact us by letter, cards, whatever you want to do, it's End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Let me say that again. You guys on YouTube, you're going to see that. It's going to be on your screen, but you guys on Facebook Live, you're not seeing that because we don't have all the equipment set up yet. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia. That's M-O-N-R-O-E. And that zip here is 30655. That's our new mailing address. So again, we appreciate your support. We appreciate your partnership and your giving to this ministry to help us to remain strong and continue doing what we're doing. We're excited about our new transition and our new season in our life. Again, get the app, subscribe to our website, keep up with what we're doing. Again, we're going to sign out for this weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. Lord willing, it'll be either Monday or Tuesday. We'll be back on here. We'll give you a devotional word, and we'll start getting back on track about probably about twice a week until we get all of our equipment stuff set back up. So let me pray for you guys real quick. Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters that are joining us here today via by Facebook Live, by podcast, or by YouTube. And I thank you that, Lord, they're hungry for the word. They're hungry for knowledge. They're hungry for information. And they are like the sons of Issachar. They understand and they see the times and seasons of which we're in. And they know and they discern that there is things brewing. There's storms brewing. Things are changing. Things are shifting. And God, we understand and we see that the world is changing and it's changing quickly. But we are excited to know that we are living in biblical times. And Lord, you've not called us to back down, nor cower down, nor to retract or to retreat, but you've called us to make our face like flint, be prayed up, be filled up, and to be a great and powerful witness to our family, our friends, our coworkers, and everyone that you put us in proximity around. So God, I'm asking that you would bless those that are watching today, anoint them, encourage them, strengthen them, favor them. May the angels of the Lord be with them, protect them, and they're coming in, they're going out. May you prosper them in all that they put their hands to do. And Father, we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said amen and amen. God bless you guys. We'll see you next week.